Joining us now for market analysis and a recap of the April WASD report, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the April WASD, as typical, not that eventful, but a few things of note here. Let's start on the U.S. side. Ending stocks for corn, beans, wheat looked like they all came in a bit higher than pre-report estimates. Your thoughts on the U.S. numbers we got today?
Yeah, let's go with the good news. And the good news is USDA, based on those March 28th quarterly stocks reports that came in a little lower than expected for corn, they increased feed usage, cutting ending stocks by 25 million. They did the same for ethanol usage, but I think they have a lot further to go there. If we look at ethanol use of corn for the marketing year to date, we're well over 100 million bushels above the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target ahead of this report. So I look for that target to continue to increase. The bad news is we're still well over 2 billion bushels of ending stocks projected. So that gives little reason for the market to rally to ration demand at this point until we can get those stocks to a lower level. On the soybean side, based on that March 28 stocks report, they cut seed usage, residual usage, and they cut exports by 20 million. All of them are justified, I think, by the data. And so we saw ending stocks rise by 340 million bushels. Again, that's not the type of thing that gives you justification for rationing demand with higher prices overall. Wheat stocks, based on that March 28th report, we saw a decrease in feed usage of 30 million bushels. Imports also cut by 5 million, partially offsetting a little bit of that. But the net result was ending stocks rising to 698 million, just below that psychological 700 million bushel mark. Again, no reason to ration demand with higher prices.
Arlen, looking at the South American numbers as well, I know CONAB had come out early on Thursday with some cuts to the Brazil crops from them, but USDA, we were wondering what they would do. Well, not many changes, it looked like, although I did see a pretty big number for last year's soybean crop in Brazil. Talk about the South American numbers for us.
Yeah, the CONAB numbers that came out this morning really putting the soybean crop 8.5 million metric tons below where USDA ended up at 146.5 million metric tons. The total corn crop at just below 111 million metric tons, and USDA's at 124 million metric tons. So very disappointing to the market that we did not see USDA close that gap with CONAB. Now, why the big difference? That's yet to be determined. There's a lot of theories about what it might be, but the market is going to trade the USDA numbers, and oftentimes what we see is CONAB eventually come to USDA numbers as well. And I think it's noteworthy that USDA has also been raising last year's soybean crop from Brazil. It's all the way up to 162 million metric tons now.
Overall, feels like looking at the numbers and looking at the market reaction, Arlen, somewhat muted reaction here in the grains and oilseeds on this Thursday. Any thoughts there as we head towards the end of the week?
Well, one of the things that we did see that is having an impact in the outside markets is that the European Central Bank said the Federal Reserve may be afraid to cut rates, but we're not. We're going to start cutting rates. They didn't do it yet today, but they said we are preparing to do so. So that caused the euro to fall relative to the dollar surging to nearly 5-month highs, treasury yields doing the same thing. That creates some headwinds for the commodity space overall. So most of the grain and oil seeds, as well as the energy markets, were facing those headwinds coming into these USDA reports, and this just added to it.
All right. Once again, that is Midday Commentary recap of the April WASD report. More with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk about the reports more with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. We'll also have a conversation about the expansion of soybean crush with Tanner Emke from CoBank. That's going to do it for the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, April 11th. I'm Jesse Allen.